We are looking at Surah Al-Hujurat, which is the 49th Surah of the Noble Quran. And in this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a number of etiquettes with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension, those are the same etiquettes that we need to observe for our ulama'i deen, our ulama'i haqq, the real ulama of this ummah. Now, the first two is that not to precede Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the one. The second is to lower your voice, and we said that the practical implementation of that in this era is that when you are in front of the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show utmost respect, that's one. The other is that when the ahadith are being shared, to lower your voice. Moving further afield, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who lower their voices in the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is they whose hearts Allah has tested for etiquette. For them is forgiveness and mighty reward. You know, in this era we're living where people think it's free for all, that what is this, you know, you want to show etiquette, etiquette, adab in that. Show me a sahih hadith to prove what you're saying. That is what I want as a proof. That is what everybody's saying these days. I want a sahih hadith. Well, etiquette, those who have etiquette in their life, those who have this adab, bad adab, bad naseeb, that if you don't have any adab, then that will be your lot in life. So the third etiquette with dealing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in this verse. It is directed to when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at home, one should not call him from outside, particularly call him by his name in an unmannered attitude. A reasonable person wouldn't do this. The word Hujurat, which is the name of the surah, and it has come for the first time in the surah, which is Hujurat, is the plural of Hujra. It refers to a four-walled apartment, a dwelling, comprising of a courtyard and a roofed area. In Madinatul Munawwara, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 9 wives, and each one of them had a separate apartment. That is a separate room. No, not what we think of as an apartment, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go and stay with them on different days. Ibn Sa'd, on the authority of Atta al-Khurasani, has given a description of the apartments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He writes that these apartments were built of palm branches and the doors were covered with thick black woolen curtains. Imam al-Bukhari in his Adab al-Mufrad and Imam Bayhaqi in his collection have recorded that Dawud ibn Qais reports that he had visited these apartments and estimated that the door of the apartment to the roof part of the apartment building, it was about 7 cubits, the room about 10 cubits, and the height of the roof about 8 cubits. So you're looking at around 3 meters by extension, we'll just say 3 meters by 3 meters. So that is the size. These were the apartments of the mothers of the believers, which eventually became part of Masjid Nabawi during the reign of Walid bin Abdul Malik at his command. And on the day when this was demolished and was brought into the Masjid, you can imagine the condition in Madinatul Munawwara. The people of Medina were lamenting, they were bewailing, they were reminiscing, you know, like how these days when we go and you see some of historic places being removed, we feel very hard. So that has been part of the expansion of Medina from the very early days. Imam Baghawi has narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu that the delegation of Banu Tamim had arrived in Medina in the afternoon and came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was resting in one of his apartments. And these Bedouins were not acquainted with social manners and etiquettes. So one stood outside the apartments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Muhammad, come out to us. And he continued, you know, shouting out in that manner. So that was totally unbecoming, and this may have been the reason of revelation. The noble companions and their followers showed respect and courtesy, the same type of respect that they showed to their to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they later on showed to the great scholars of deen. It is recorded in Bukhari and other collections that Sayyidina Abbas wanted to inquire about a hadith from a knowledgeable companion and would go to his house and sit at the threshold, at the doorstep, on the stoop, without calling out or knocking at the door. He'd wait there until the sahabi would come out, and when he came out, he would ask him about the hadith, And the sahabi would say, oh, you're the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why didn't you knock on the door and inform me that you're here? And said Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reply, a scholar in his community is like a prophet. And Allah has directed us that we should wait until he comes out on his own. And so this is a profound bit of advice on how we treat our ulama. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says that I never knocked on the door of any scholar at any time, but I waited until he himself emerged and he then met him. So, and in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wait till they come out in the subsequent verse to this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحَجَرَاتِ حُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who call you from beyond the dwellings, most of them have no intelligence. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Had they remained patient till you went out to them, it would have been better for them. And Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. So the very important lesson that was being taught here to the Sahaba and to those who were coming later on, that the best thing you can do is to show etiquette and to remain patient at this time, even though you may have been waiting very anxiously for something that you may consider important. When they have been told that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emerges, then you may talk to him, and if he has emerged for some other reason or purpose, even in this case, it's not appropriate to talk to him. The speaker should wait until a suitable situation or occasion arises for them to speak. That is, that they should speak about a particular issue. People become very, very obsessed by their own need at a time. And so when someone has a pressing need, then they expect you to drop everything. I remember an incident of Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimahumullah, that someone called very late at night and wanting to ask a name of a child. Now, you have 7 days to name a child. You phone 11 o'clock at night, and Mulana, very, accommodating generally, he had allowed the person some indulgence in the sense that the person asked for a suggestion on a girl's name, and he then said that... someone said that he said Maryam, that was one of the names that he liked to suggest, and the person said someone more fancy, and he gave other names, something more fancy. So he said, why don't you then name her Mona Lisa, because you want something so fancy. So someone phoning you 11 o'clock at night wanting to ask a name and wanting to insist at that time that they want a particular type of a name, that is now unacceptable. There's 7 days to choose a name. You can't trouble. And very often you find this. A person has a pressing need perhaps, and they think that the whole world comes to a stop for that need of their own. Now, what happens after that? There was a very important incident that took place, and we will elaborate on that, inshallah, tomorrow or the subsequent day, on the incident of when false information was brought and how the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dealt with that. The reason why Surah Al-Hujarat is such an important surah, it is because it teaches us lessons that are relevant to our present day society. What we've elaborated on, that in terms of expressing one's opinion on every particular issue, that is, guidance has been given in that regard. How to speak in terms of lowering the voice, guidance has been given in that regard. And then the third is that speaking in terms of presenting yourself when you need to speak, guidance has been given in that regard. And that is what makes this such a comprehensive and important surah for us.